RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What a day we've got for you today. A10 basketball starting the day off. VCU, St. Bonaventure's VCU, begins its path to the A10 title. Incredible day of basketball in DC. Our guy Adam Epstein joins us courtside, AWOD Radio. What a day. You've seen the schedule here. VCU starts the day. We have some incredible basketball. Duke, Carolina. The SEC games are good. The Big Ten games are good. We got UConn, Creighton again. Adam, what a time to be alive.
Yeah, absolutely. Love this time of year. I mean, you figure how many conference tournaments there are played around the country. This is what March is all about. The NCAA tournament, always fun and filled with upsets, but this is where the energy is for hoops nerds, because you know, you get all these teams that play against each other. They battle for 3 months straight throughout the year, and then they all meet in one city for one tournament. And here's the thing, outside of, you know, the Power Four, it's mostly one bid leagues, and so everything is at stake. And you know, I thought David Aldridge was incredible the other day after America, the Patriot League, when he was saying, like, this is everything right here. This is college basketball. This is a one-bid league. You have to earn your way into the NCAA tournament. And so same thing could be said here about the Atlantic 10. We're hoping it would be a multi-bid league, but the Rams have got to take care of business today because they do control their own destiny.
Well, let's set the stage. We're with you for the next 45 minutes. This is an abbreviated edition of MP on the Mic. At 10:45, AWOD's got the official VCU pregame show. He'll take you up to tip-off at 11:30. Robbie Robinson and Rodney Ashby on the call from Capital One Arena in D.C. as VCU takes on St. Bonaventure. Afterwards, of course, post-game with thoughts from Coach Ryan Odom. And then we're back with you until 3 o'clock, wrapping this up with AWOD Radio today. Busy program. We'll open up the phone lines to you if you got thoughts on today's game. 833-804-0910. Lots to get to. But the biggest news of the morning, Phil Russell is back. VCU's guard and spark plug will play today against St. Bonaventure. An outstanding development for VCU. And we'll get to everything else. We'll get to Ryan Odom. We'll get to Duke, Carolina. We'll get to Green City and John Marshall. It's a busy time locally in sports. But Adam, let's start with Phil Marshall, or with Phil Russell. How big of a deal is this for the Rams?
It's huge. He's one of the Power of Four, and the Power of Four is the reason VCU has been 15-3 in conference play and 25 wins overall, because if you contain Max Scholga, Joe Bamisil goes off. If you contain those two, well, then watch out. We've got Zeb Jackson off the bench and Phillip Russell also averaging 10 points per game. You know, not to mention Jack Clark's right behind them at, I think, 9.2 right now. And I'm seeing Brandon Jennings, Fats Russell, and Mike Gobel have just walked out on the court here to get a little pregame action in, some warm-ups and stretching. But, yeah, Phillip Russell is he's so much to this team offensively and defensively. Defensively, he's the guy that you never want to play against. He's going to get under your skin, literally, and piss you off. And offensively, amazing ball handler, can get to the spot that he wants to get to on the court, underrated passer, and also a really good shooter, a skilled shooter, and a shooter that can shoot off balance, which is key when you consider how fast VCU plays.
Important games for VCU today, Adam. Of course, we start the day, a big day of college basketball. We start it in D.C. on that court, the Bonnies against VCU at 11:30, first game nationally. And then if you're a true hoops head, you got to stay up late because we got VCU implications in the last game of the day as well. Midnight tip out in Vegas, Utah State and Colorado State. Of course, the Rams standing as VCU's best victory right now. If they could find their way into the finals in the Mountain West or into the Mountain West title, that gives VCU a win against a tournament team, which would be very good for their resume as the discussion swirls around that. I think we're largely on the same page here, Adam. To me, if they lose today, they're going to the NIT. There's just no way to sugarcoat that. I think if they make it to tomorrow, they're in the tournament, maybe going to Dayton. But I think if they play on Sunday, they're in the real tournament on a real seed line. That's how I'm seeing this shaking out at the moment.
Unfortunately, I don't know that's the way the committee views it. I watched the SEC last night. I mean, Texas won. Oh, so now they're in the tournament. So now the latest report is that the SEC is going to get a historic 14 teams
14.
In. The most ever was the Big East with 11. So now we're jumping up to 14. Expand the field. Michael, I heard you talking about this yesterday. I'm sorry to say, but you're completely wrong, and it's because of the SEC. Now, I agree with you that, yes, you have to have some parameters. If you're going to expand, it can't be the same rules. You got to have limits on teams that are below 500. You got to make it so, like, the regular season champ gets in. But we have to expand the field, Michael. You have to stop that talk when there's 14 SEC teams in the field, and five of them are not even good.
Winning record in conference, non-losing record in conference. Let the 500 teams in. A losing record in conference should be automatically disqualifying when we get to March. We'll get to those other games. We'll get you the national scoreboard, set you up for what I think may be the best lineup of basketball we've had in a really long time. Some fantastic games today, but some other news brewing yesterday as well, Adam, as we get started in this MP on the Mic Friday edition ahead of VCU St. Bonaventure. VCU coach Ryan Odom now heavily connected with the job opening at UVA. Of course, Ron Sanchez, the interim coach, let go after their tournament loss to Georgia Tech. We know the rumors are going to be there. It's VCU. Nobody's better at dealing with these rumors than VCU. The timing of this is always unfortunate, of course, because it comes right before the three biggest games of the year for the Rams and probably into next week's big games, too. Where do you stand here? I think that, you know, Ryan Odom, obviously we all understood he was on his way to bigger and better things. It's still a little painful to me to be hearing this right now on the verge of such a big game.
Yeah, I don't think there's any truth to any of these reports at all. Agents talk. I don't think Ryan Odom's talking to anybody. I think he knows how important this focus is. I don't think this is a big deal at all. I really don't. I think this is a nothing burger. This isn't Will Wade at McNeese State where it's obvious he's leaving. This is the guy at a program in year two that has not won an NCAA tournament game. And I think that's the rule. You have to win a tournament game to bounce. If UVA wants to pluck him and wants to overpay for a guy that hasn't won a tournament game, good for you. It's not a story to me until he has full success here, and that's either cutting down the nets this weekend or advancing in an NCAA tournament and winning a game. He's done a great job. I really do love him, and I want him to stay. I just don't even think it's a conversation that even needs to be had. Number one, I don't think the ACC is in a better position right now to be really aggressive with going to get coaches like Ryan Odom. They need to go out there and get, you know, if the ACC wants to be relevant again, you got to get Jay Wright to unretire. right? That's what you need to do in the ACC. So I just don't know that. I don't even know if it's really a story here. I'm focused on today, and UVA season is over, NC State season is over, and so of course they're in search season. We are not.
I think that's a great observation about Odom's legacy here. You know, obviously we'll have plenty of time to talk about that in the days to come. If he leaves here without a tournament win, which obviously he doesn't have one right now, you know, and we're hoping he has one by the end of next week. If he leaves here without a tournament win, that complicates things. He's been a good coach. He's brought in good players. He's, you know, obviously a very talented basketball coach. It's tough to put him in that pantheon, though, if he leaves here without a win. And I think that only magnifies the importance of this next week, these next games. I look at this roster, and I think no matter what happens, you know, this is a league and a sporting environment right now where you got to turn the roster over every year. A lot of these guys are going to be gone next year. If he's got a chance to bounce, he may take that chance to bounce rather than roll the dice on a rebuild. VCU's well positioned, and I think this remains an enormously attractive job. I think Eddie Mack knows what he's going to do if he needs to, but it's complicated for a coach who has done good things here, carried on the VCU tradition, but you'd like to see a little bit of March success. That's kind of part of the deal of VCU.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. Well said, Michael. Man, this is exciting here. St. Bonaventure has come out to the court here. Mark Schmidt walked in around the same time as me, so we are getting closer to the action, about an hour and 20 minutes away from tip-off.
Fantastic game. We will break it down for you from every angle. Reminder, Phil Russell's going to play today. Ankle injury suffered at the end of the season there. Didn't play against Dayton. He's back in the VCU lineup today in one of the most critical games of the season against the Bonnies. They split the regular season series 1-1, lost up there on New Year's Eve. Totally different team now. Jack Clark's better. Max Schulga's built in consistency, and they handled their business at the Stew against these guys. Always plenty of Bonnies fans at the A-10 tournament. No doubt it'll be the same today at Capital One Arena. We're going to take our first break with you until 10:45 when the official VCU pregame show takes over. AWOD along with MP. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic, special VCU pregame edition. It's a Friday morning. They're set to take the court here momentarily. VCU doing warm-ups, St. Bonaventure doing warm-ups. Our guy AWOD Radio getting ready for the official VCU pregame show. It's only 30 minutes away right here on your home for VCU basketball at 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Adam kind enough to join us from courtside in D.C. And Adam, we're the first game, first up nationally, the 11:30 tip time there. I love that. Give America a chance to watch some VCU basketball, but it is a loaded day of games. It comes at you fast today. You know, the first next one up is Oregon, Michigan State. That's going to be a great game. And then I know tonight everybody's excited for a schedule that is loaded, starting with Marquette and St. John's, couple big name coaches there, Illinois, Maryland, BYU, Houston at Missouri, Florida. It's a loaded 7 o'clock hour. You come back at 9 o'clock with Purdue, Michigan, UConn, Creighton rematch of that game from in Omaha that got testy, Kentucky, Alabama, and in the ACC, Clemson, Louisville is the nightcap after the game that everybody's looking forward to. Now you got Duke, UNC, no Cooper Flag. Coach John Shire declared it very unlikely he would play today. So as we bring in AWOD Radio here from courtside in D.C., I ask you this. For North Carolina, the absence of Cooper Flag, to me, makes this harder. I think now they've got a win to prove their tourney status as opposed to being able to acquit themselves with a nice loss.
It's easier for them. There's no Cooper Flag. UNC is going to win this game and get into the tournament. It's BS. It's bogus, if you ask me. Look, the ACC tournament's always fun. There's always upsets. You know, that Duke game was interesting because it looked like Georgia Tech had a chance there. Cooper Flag went down. Duke went on a run. They get the win. There was some really good basketball played yesterday. But in the ACC, you know, Clemson is the team that I think ends up winning this year's ACC tournament. I could absolutely see North Carolina getting past Duke and Clemson in the final, and I think Clemson wins it all. But that's what I'm saying here, is that are we putting North Carolina in the tournament for a win over Duke? Are we taking North Carolina out of the tournament for a loss over Duke? It feels like that's the case right now, which I just don't think is fair because, like we just mentioned, Duke is very shorthanded.
I think that's what makes this a winner game. I think if they had lost to a Duke team with Cooper Flagg, then you can make the case, okay, you can put them in the tournament, you can put them in Dayton in the play-in game, see where they stack up against the rest of the field. I think if they lose to a Duke team without Cooper Flagg, I'm done entertaining arguments on the issue. I don't think they're a tournament team at that point. I think it cranks up the pressure on today's basketball game. If you can't beat Duke, you know, without their best player, what are we doing here? I'm going to spare the ACC my rage today, though, Adam. I'm going to direct it laser-focused. I just like laser-beam-focused on Texas and Oklahoma, because this is hot, hot nonsense that we're talking about 14 SEC teams in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, I know. When you look at the SEC tournament, you got four games today: Ole Miss, Auburn, Texas, Tennessee, Missouri, Florida, Kentucky, Alabama. If Ole Miss beats Auburn, you know, that is a massive win for them. If Texas beats Tennessee, it's a massive win for them. They just get so many damn opportunities, right? That's really what it comes down to. And the confidence now in the SEC has grown, where, you know, Alabama's coach Nate Oates is calling out the ACC, saying, you know, we played more top 25 games in the last 5 days than Duke has in the entire season. I mean, now that's, you know, that's what they're turning into now. They're getting braggadocious about their damn league because they're putting a lot of money into it.
Yeah, Texas has 7 quad one wins. Get out of town with that. If I played 30 quad one games, I bet I could get 7 as well. VCU played 30 quad one games, I'm sure they could win 7 of them as well. You're looking at the number and not the percentage. I think that's what's disappointing. There's no access to these games for VCU. There's no access to show how they could do against the best teams, and yet Texas gets the opportunity every night, and we're going to choose to only look at the times when they win, not all the times they lose.
Right, and that's why I go back to the opening segment conversation we had here, where does VCU need to win today? Yes. Do they need to win Saturday? You say maybe. Do they need to win Sunday? You say maybe. Well, when you look around the country now, and you know the Big East is going to steal another bid, and the SEC is going to steal another bid, apparently, because 14 is the new number. I thought 13 was too much. They said, no, Adam, we could do better. Big 12 could have a bid stealer. Big 10, I mean, I'm really getting worried here about that, and so as I'm watching St. Bonaventure warm up right in front of me, the Rams have got to take care of business against the Bonnies today. They've got to put together 3 straight days of good basketball. The good thing is they have consistently been, for the last 3 months, the best team in the Atlantic 10.
No question.
On the road to St. Bonaventure, on the road to St. Louis, and at home, shorthanded without Phillip Russell. So I do think that the Rams have proven that they don't need to play their A game. They can play their B game and still be the best team here in the A-10. But I would like to see them play their best game today.
Yeah, we've seen them dig 10-point holes and then climb out of it. I'd rather they not do that today, obviously, especially with the nation watching here with the 11:30 a.m. tip. But we know they can do it. I think it's extremely relevant that Bonnies game was on December 31st. That was in 2024, Adam. It wasn't even this year. I think this is a better, more cohesive team, which is what you'd expect from any basketball team, that they grow and they gel over the course of a season, and these guys are playing some of their best hoops. Some other really good games today on the court as well. I love the battle of the D.C. metro area at 5 with George Washington, George Mason. Then I'm fired up for a little St. Joe's Dayton tonight. I think those are two teams that are going to put on a good show, represent the conference well.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that GW George Mason game. That should be the best crowd here. I don't think it will be, right? Because we know how well Ram Nation travels. They will end up being the best crowd here probably this weekend. But in terms of who's more local, it should be GW versus George Mason. So I'm looking forward to that.
No question. Other games, St. Louis and Loyola Chicago, will tip 30 minutes after the Bonnies and VCU end. Of course, we'll give you updates for that during the post-game show, and then an extended edition that rolls into AWOD Radio will break down the game for you, everything going on. Adam, let's turn our attention to the task at hand here. It's VCU and St. Bonaventure. Give me some players who you view as key to today's game.
Yeah, the power of four. I'll start there, right? So we need 10 points from the guys that average 10 points or more. Philip Russell, Zeb Jackson, Max Scholga, Joe Bamisil. Those guys got to show up. They don't have to get, you know, their average, all right? Some of them are averaging 15, some of them are averaging 12. They've got to get 10. Luke Bamboye, Christian Furman have to combine for 8 points and 10 rebounds. That's my goal for those two at the center position. And then, you know, I think you look at, can VCU turn over St. Bonaventure? Can they get easy buckets in transition, fast break points here? Because I do not want this game to slow down and turn into a half-court game. VCU is at its best when they're able to use their athletic ability in transition.
Yeah, I'm going to look at the other side, and I'm gonna circle Noel Brown, St. Bonaventure's big man, not just 6'11", not just 255, but Adam, he's also from the D.C. area. He's a hometown kid, had a great cheering section yesterday at the game. He's from Northern Virginia. This is a tale as old as time right here. VCU struggling against big men. It is going to be imperative. Hold him to 10 today. Hold him in check. You know he's going to want to break out, get a big upset win in front of his home crowd, in front of his family and friends. To me, it's Furman. It's Bamboye. I would love to see some Bamboye blocks. Set the tone early. They've been leaning on his defense, leaning on the freshman. Would love to see him play his best basketball in this big moment today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This has got to be, you know, the culmination of the entire season, everybody coming together and playing their best basketball. 3 straight days here in D.C. And, I think we have the ability to do that because of how deep this team is. And this is not year one anymore, right? I think that was kind of the thing last year. I was so nervous watching every game last year, given it was Ryan Odom's first year here. Now it's year two. There's more familiarity with the offensive side of the ball. They have made major improvements on the defensive side of the ball. And 65% of the offensive production was here last year and saw the heartbreaking loss to Duquesne, played in that game. And so I think it's all about unfinished business for VCU basketball.
Warm-ups in D.C. underway. St. Bonaventure and VCU, first game of the day nationally on a loaded slate. We're excited to bring it to you. AWOD's got the official VCU pregame show in 20 minutes. MP on the mic rolls on right after this. We'll break down the matchup, tell you what you need to know to get you ready for tip-off. You're listening to the home of VCU basketball in Richmond, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. The excitement builds in Washington, D.C., site of the A-10 men's basketball tournament. First game on this great day of basketball nationally. And my favorite day is next Thursday. I'm going to go wild next Thursday. Love the first day of the real tournament. But man, today's lineup could not be better, and we're thrilled to get you started with St. Bonaventure and VCU from Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. Welcome aboard, everybody. Michael Phillips here. This special abbreviated edition of MP on the mic. We're going to take you up to 10:45. That's when we'll hand it off to the official VCU basketball pregame show. Tip off to follow that, and we'll be back for a special edition of AWOD Radio. I'll be joining my guy AWOD to break things down post-game with you until 3 o'clock. We'll hand it off to Grant and Danny, who are down in sunny Florida for Washington Nationals spring training. There's no baseball on my mind today, just basketball as we get ready for the most important game of VCU season. And what a day it's been already for news. What a 24 hours it's been already for news around this program. Start with the good news. Phil Russell is going to play today for the VCU Rams. This coming after he injured his ankle late in the season, did not play the finale against Dayton. He's back, is expected to play today against St. Bonaventure. Now for the bad news, it's getting harder and harder to find space on that tournament bubble, and I think the consensus going into today's game is that this is now a must-win for VCU and its tournament hopes. I've stood on the table. I don't believe that should be true. I don't believe the committee is sending the correct message. I think ultimately, though, they will choose not to listen to me and reward the SEC teams, who are now up to 14 of them in the tournament. If they win today, I would be very disappointed if they don't make it at least through Dayton. To me, it's this. Indiana State got left out last year in a similar spot, high net rating. Indiana State played 2 games against Power Conference teams. They had 2 opportunities to win those games. They lost them both. They handled their business. I will always root for a world where regular season champs get in as well as postseason champs. I think that's important to college basketball and to sustaining the balance. But Indiana State had two opportunities. They didn't cash in on those opportunities. VCU had two opportunities against Power Conference teams. They won them both. Those teams turned out not to be good. Boston College and Miami. Miami so bad, Jim Larrañaga walked off halfway through the season, right? So those are very different situations to me. If Ed McLaughlin was ducking calls and sending people to voicemail and not scheduling games, okay, that's one thing. I know that's not the case. I know VCU is willing to take all comers and makes the phone calls every single year to try to get more Power Conference games on their schedule, to try to get more opportunities to play against top teams. To me, if the committee leaves VCU out of this tournament, if they win today, the statement is, keep doing what you're doing, SEC. Keep doing what you're doing, Big 12 and Big 10. Don't schedule games against these guys, and it's all right. We'll leave them out of the tournament. It's for you guys primarily, not for everybody in college basketball. But I'll choose to look on the bright side, opportunity, perhaps to secure the spot today, and a situation I never thought we'd be in, and I certainly didn't think we'd be in even 3-4 years ago. North Carolina playing for its tournament life today to become the fourth ACC team in. Can you imagine that only being a three-bid league a few years ago, the hand-wringing that would have ensued and is ensuing right now, as North Carolina takes on Duke tonight. Cooper Flagg's injury, the number one storyline down there in Charlotte. Very unlikely he will play tonight per coach John Shire. So you got a UNC-Duke rivalry matchup tonight. A lot on the line for UNC. I think Duke will be safe on that one seed line, win or lose, especially without their best player. But for UNC, an opportunity now to win their way into the tournament. And we're seeing more and more bid thieves, and we're seeing the bubble get tougher and tougher, which is the bad news for the VCU Rams. And I don't want to indulge in hyperbole here, but this is an important season for VCU, for VCU's fans, for the program, for the institution, because, and I'll set Ryan Odom aside for a second, we can get back to him eventually, because there's going to be a lot of turnover this offseason, full stop. Whether they win, whether they lose, there will be a lot of turnover. It will be a very different team next year without Joe, without Max, and you never know who else is going to leave in a given year. Makes it extra important to have that success this year, have the March success VCU is known for, have the March success that has put the Rams on the map nationally, sustain that, and have that not only for themselves, not only for the fans, not only for what I thought was an increasingly strong environment at the Siegel Center as the season went on. I was critical on this radio program of the crowds at the Siegel Center early in the season, particularly the student section. They got good as the season went on, as the wind started to build. You don't want to see that momentum slowed down. And as you know, the casual fans are joining us now here in March. The casual fans are here to soak up some basketball. I think it's important for VCU as an institution to make its name. That will help in the NIL chase. That will help in conference realignment. That will help them get done the things they need to get done to continue to position themselves as a basketball powerhouse. Because everybody's, just get some NIL money. Everybody's got NIL money now. You heard Bernadette McGlade, commissioner of the A-10, should be giving out the trophy on Sunday. She wants every team in this league to be spending $1 million on players. I'm going to take you to economics class for a second. I'm going to put my professor glasses on. When everybody spends $1 million, everybody doesn't get better. Everybody doesn't get better players. Everybody gets the same players and spends $1 million. It's the money on top of that that starts mattering now. And as UR enters the game, as they've declared they're going to, as some of these smaller A-10 schools enter the game, it's going to be tougher to get bang for your buck, and it's going to be more important to have those intangible assets, things like the VCU brand, March success, big game success and an opportunity this morning on national television. Folks, we're less than an hour away from tip-off. You'll hear it right here on your home of ECU, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Robbie Robinson on the call along with Rodney Ashby, who saved a life at a game the other week, basically, making a play as the action went into the stand. So just going to say that. You know, he's there. He's ready for a big game against St. Bonaventure, and you don't take these for granted. We know how tough the Bonnies are from past meetings. It's split 1-1 this season. I believe this is a significantly better VCU team than it was on December 31st on New Year's Eve up there in Olean. But I also believe the Bonnies are the kind of team that shows up in these moments. Noel Brown, he's from D.C. He's their big man. Shades of Bonnie's big men knocking around VCU in past years, right? Containing him will be incredibly important. Would love to see a big game from Luke Bamboye today, from Christian Furman today as well. And Brown was left off the All-A-10 team. And you know he's got that in the back of his mind. Max Schulger, your A-10 Player of the Year. At the end of the year, there really wasn't even any debate about that. Certainly a runaway winner of the A-10 Player of the Year. And he's going to be relied on today. He did not have his best game against Dayton. And certainly so much swirling around that game. Senior night for him, the emotions for him. Being of Ukrainian heritage, the very touching tribute that the VCU fans paid to him at the Siegel Center. And not having Philip Russell either, and having to adjust the play around that. There was a lot going on that night in the Siegel Center. Tonight, this morning, it's lock in, it's play some basketball, it's win your way into this NCAA tournament where names are made, where heroes emerge. This is where you make your plays to be remembered forever in VCU lore, and they'll get their opportunity to do that here in less than an hour against St. Bonaventure. When we end this program here in a couple minutes, we will hand things off to AWOD Radio for the official VCU pregame show. He joins us now for a little crosstalk, a little courtside crosstalk. Adam, as we get closer to game time, as the arena starts to fill, give me a vibe check here ahead of one of the most important games of the season for the VCU Rams.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited to say that across from me right now is about 150 to 200 VCU supporters, Ram Nation, black and gold, a little gray as well right in front of me. And so they are starting to fill in right behind the VCU bench. So if you are driving in right now, right up 95 North from Richmond to Washington, D.C., sections 101, 102, and 100, look to be the VCU fan section right behind the bench that I believe that they will be sitting at. So that's section 101 and 100 if you want to sit with fellow Ram Nation supporters. Also, I would say section 110 as well behind me, a few VCU fans.
VCU Ram Nation has represented up to this point. We know they're not going to let the team down now. On the verge of the biggest game of the season, no need to touch that radio dial. AWOD's got your official VCU basketball pregame show on the other side. It's VCU basketball against St. Bonaventure in A-10 quarterfinal live from Washington, D.C. We'll chat with you after the game. Looking forward to it. MP on the mic signing off. Official VCU pregame show next on your home of the Rams, 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, You get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.